Located just north of the Golden Gate Bridge, Sausalito is a town of roughly 7,000 people. Both mansions and cottages stack its hillsides, and the heralded houseboat community fills the waters of Richardson's Bay. Through conversations with fishermen, librarians, longtime locals, and first-time tourists, each episode of Dock of the Bay explores Sausalito through the voices and perspectives of its people. You're listening to Dock of the Bay, Stories of Sausalito, a collection of audio insights into one bayside city. I'm your host, Molly Cox. On a crisp, sunny day in January, Lance Winters, a master distiller at St. George Spirits, was recruited to take a walk through the streets of Sausalito. This wasn't an ordinary walk, and Lance doesn't have an ordinary nose. This was a smell walk, designed to capture the aromatic elements of the city. Lance's job as a distiller is to make olfactory snapshots of things that inspire him, to capture that fleeting, sensory experience of smell, and replicate it. Because of this hypersensitivity, I invited Lance to give his impressions on the varied odor environments of what was soon referred to as Smell Salito.
Okay, how about that? Sound check, 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 check. Good. Okay.
Our investigation into Sausalito through the nose began as we walked down the pier at the end of Johnson Street, just north of downtown.
So right now, because of the sun hitting this, smell that warm, sort of tarry smell? It's creosote. Creosote's something that they use to preserve the pilings that they support the pier with. It's a petroleum-based tar. It's tenacious. It sticks in the stuff and keeps the piers from rotting, but it's got this really crazy warm tarry smell.
And further along, the smell shifted.
I'm getting a lot of diesel, like raw diesel, unburned diesel, which is a smell that I associate with being on a boat.
As we walked, there were stops to watch jellyfish floating between yachts and to remark at the miniature Taj Mahal houseboat at the end of the pier. But as we turned towards the shoreline, attention was brought squarely back to our noses.
So walking in the span of about 6 feet, it went from clean, salty, maybe with little hints of creosote, to this just great wall of warm cedar. I'm assuming it's coming off the shingles on that houseboat. But a little bit of a seawater smell, but it's got a sourness to it, almost like pickling brine.
Fishy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like maybe somebody's got an ice chest that they need to clean out since they've gone fishing.
Once landside, we were met with a mashup of land and sea smells, like an olfactory surf and turf.
Combination, a confusing combination right now of the creosote and French fries and ketchup and fish. There's a fish and chips restaurant that's upwind of us. Yeah. Well, there's fried fish in there. I know it.
Food, one of the number one smell indicators of human presence, had a tendency to overpower a lot of more subtle smells.
Yeah, I'm getting all kinds of cooked food right now.
Given that more than 50 restaurants and delis are found within Sausalito's small city limits, it wasn't much of a surprise that food smells were seemingly everywhere.
I get the fish and chips thing, but I'm also getting food. I'm also getting like cooked meat. And now I'm getting the vinegar. Yeah, that's exactly what that is. That's onion rings. And more food on the wind.
On Bridgeway, it was garlic bread, and the beautiful, instantly recognizable smell of charring meat. And by Salito's,
that's such a great mixture of aromas too. Tomatoes got that sweet umami quality, and then seafood in that, shellfish in that, it's just so good.
But in the same way that eyes can become tired after a day at a museum, noses can become oversaturated during a concentrated smell walk. Midway through, Lance shared his pro tip for resetting your nose. There are two ways to do it. A whiff of coffee beans, whole roasted coffee beans, or breathing through a wool scarf. After a stop for coffee, we refreshed and set out again, distracted only momentarily by the cascade of artificial smells coming from the neighboring saltwater taffy shop.
That's a really great combination of all of a bunch of the different smells that we were getting before. There's a lot of the creosote that's coming from over there. You catch that as like a background note, and the seaweed and the bay smells.
In the course of one day, we breathe about 23,000 times. And with every inhale and exhale, we encounter smells. They flood our bodies, and as they hit us, memories are triggered. We've all had the experience, passing a restaurant or getting a whiff of a stranger's perfume, and instantly and unavoidably being transported to the memory of our first loves, or the interior of a third grade classroom, or, in Lance's case, a nail salon.
So, just great big whiff of fiberglass right now. So that's that, that mixed with hot rubber and the bay. But the smell of the fiberglass takes me back to when my mom used to get her nails done when I was a kid. They would make these nails out of this weird acrylic paste, and it was sort of like an epoxy. And they had this resin and hardener, and it had that smell to it.
It's part of our human tendency to build memories around the smell of a place. As supported by remarks left in the comment book at the visitor center, the city of Sausalito isn't immune to this phenomenon. On the 2nd of April, 2006, a Turkish visitor wrote,
"It was great to be here and to breathe the perfect weather with full wooden smell. I'll miss you, Sausalito."
On the 11th of March, 2011, Steph from Sydney added,
"We love the smell here. You should bottle it."
There's always been a constant desire to capture an experience, to hold on to a memory. But with something as ephemeral as smell, before you can give it form, one of the first challenges is to give it words.
There's a really distinct smell of the... again, sort of that dirtier bay smell, that earthier bay smell.
Amongst all of the thousands of nuances on the smell spectrum, there are some that are so elemental they can't be broken down further. These are the smells that seemingly exist at the most basic level. Dirt, for example. Old books. They're self-referential, and often used to describe other things. But as Lance explained, especially in the distillery business, you have to have words for those smells. You have to be able to break down the unbreakable in order to reference them for future use. It becomes an exercise in communication. Suddenly you realize that there are some smells that can be better described geometrically, or visually, or in a tactile way. That there are certain things that smell shiny, certain things that smell round, certain things that smell brown. The bay. That basic elemental smell of the bay could be described as sharp. Sharp and bright and salty and blue. As we passed Skoma along the waterfront, Lance described it further.
That's where the smell starts to go from that clean smell of the bay that you would get in an oyster to the dirtier, earthier bay smell that you get from a mussel. That's like the main difference for me between the two of those.
As more and more words are used, you find that more than being describable, elemental smells are really just evocative. That's what they're all about. It's interesting that when you smell the smell and you're not near where it's happening, your subconscious adds in the sounds of waves. More than putting a shell to your head and saying that you can hear the ocean, when you smell the smell, you can feel the ocean. You can feel the bay.
Okay, so that right there, there's that. It smells more like the beach than the bay. It's clean, salty air with a whiff of fish. That's that smell that makes you feel like you are out at sea.
Smell is a funny thing. It's not like something visual, tangible, that you can look at and focus on a little more sharply. Rather, it's an experience that you've got it, and then it's gone. In Sausalito, the smell of pancakes outside of Fred's Diner disappears, along with the crowds, by 2 o'clock. The changing tides mean that the briny, salty smell of the air along the waterfront can shift surprisingly quickly from fresh to foul. Sensory impacts have got to be treasured in the moment. It's important to not only recognize them, but focus on them. Each of your daily 23,000 breaths has the power to create a memory. It's up to you to pay attention. Smell Salido has been a production of Radio Sausalito. Very special thanks to Lance Winters again for so knowledgeably lending his nose and his insights to this episode. Selections from the Visitor Center comment book were read by Scott Vermeer. I'm your host, Molly Cox. Be sure to tune into Dock of the Bay, Stories of Sausalito next week for more Sausalito insights.